Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy, where our co-host already has gun fingers. If you're not watching us on YouTube, you're missing out. We are also called What the Conspiracy with your co-host Peaswad and
Sleepy Weasel. Sleepy or Weasel, either one's fine. if you yell either one at me on the street, I'll probably turn around, so it's fine.
It's so funny because you didn't sound confident that you're gonna say Weasel. Sleepy Weasel.
Yeah, so if there's any of my ones of stalkers, my wife sees me on the street and just decides, you can yell either one, I'll turn around.
Wait,
so.
Time out. Has your wife ever called you Sleepy or Sleepy Weasel?
No, she hasn't. So the odds of it happening are probably pretty low. But
yeah,
you never know.
Oh, my God. Well, great start. So welcome again, everybody, to WT Conspiracy, where if you haven't already, go check us out. We are in multiple places. So just going to do some house cleaning, of course. We are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We also have an email address of WTConspiracy@gmail.com. All of our videos are on YouTube. Plus, we do have a link tree. So it's like link.tree.something or other. Linktr.ee. I don't know why they don't just say link tree. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's like a tree, but it's made of links. You'll know it when you see it.
Yeah.
You'll know it when you see it.
If you find us anywhere else, there's always links to the link tree, so it's whatever, you know. But that is us. If you're listening to us on YouTube, make sure that you hit the like, follow, subscribe, all that. So smash the like and punch that whatever thing and the kids say, because they always get excited about it, you know. Like, make sure you do this stuff and the things.
Smash that like button. Hit follow.
Yeah, treat it like the Hulk. Smash it, you know, like whatever. But if you're listening to us on a podcasting platform, which we will get into in a few minutes, make sure that you give us a 5-star, because the higher the rating, the more it shows to people. And if there's more than 5 stars, you can give us more. Just give us everything. Give it to us. What do you think?
Now, if you're trying, if you're trying to hand out 1-star ratings, don't do that.
I can tell you a couple of other podcasts that you could easily give the 1-star ratings to. I'm just saying it. Oh, we don't need to name names.
Yeah, but if you feel like putting a 1-star down, send us an email or send us a message, and we'll tell you where to put those 1 stars.
Anything below 5 stars, you could just email us and tell us why we suck. You know, that's fine. That's totally cool. Just give us a 5-star on the review,
and then verbal abuse after the fact. So
verbally abuse.
That's fine.
Jesus. We're gonna get into the catch up in just a second, but first, I wanted to say thank you to everybody who has been listening to us. We are doing really great, actually. I feel like, you know, like, and thank you for being patient too, because last week was crazy for me and you. I think you were very busy at work, also.
Yeah.
My wife was out of town for the whole last week, so it's very impossible for me to record. And then my sister's here at my house right now, currently.
Is she still there?
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
she is still there.
Forever. She just won't leave.
Forever? It's never going home.
She hasn't told us yet, but she's probably homeless, and now she just lives with us. So, I mean, you know.
Solid.
But speaking about my sister, let's say from Sleepy and Peaswad, thank you to my sister Tara, who is the person who has been running all of our social medias. Mm-hmm. She's been doing so good.
It's been awesome.
It's so good.
She's done a great job.
So thank you to you, Tara. I don't say thank you to people often, so it's a big deal when you do, especially when it's being recorded and people are going to hear it. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Tara. Hashtag thank you, Tara, if you want to hit us up on. She just sent me a text. God damn it, Tara. I'm trying to record. Don't you know this? Okay, so we did want to say we were looking at our analytics, and we're going to give a couple shout-outs to areas, cities, countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we did see that there have been some listeners, a lot of listeners in the United States. So represent US, baby, and stuff, all that. Represent. And then with that being said, too, we have seen some listeners in Israel, which is very exciting. South America. That's not at all. That's a continent, not a country.
That's not a. Well, it is a place, but not like a specific place, which is what I think you're trying to do. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, there are more places inside of the big place, you know. But so thank you, South America. Jesus,
we appreciate you.
All of you guys. You guys are so great. Gracias. I don't know what thank you is in Portuguese, so sorry, Brazil. South Africa, the UK, and there are a couple more, but they don't show up on here right now. It only goes off the last 7 days. So last 7 days, the U.S. has been hitting us 100%, baby. And then we have top cities. 23.8% of our listens have come from Pittsburgh.
Hey, yeah, I know who that is. Make sure that mail gets there on time. So
you better get that mail there.
Don't be late with it. You know, people need their letters and their bills.
We know who it is. We know who that is.
You know, maybe they can keep the bills. They probably don't even want those. You know?
No, I know I don't want my bills. I mean, I guess you got to kind of have to pay them, but I don't want them.
That's right.
We're going through the top five. Frisco. I don't know if that's supposed to be San Fran. Nope, that doesn't work.
San Francisco.
It literally says Frisco. I don't know where that is. Do you know where that is?
Frisco, Texas is the only thing that comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, I think that's it.
I don't know anybody in Texas.
Oh, no. I literally have it pulled up. Frisco, Texas. So represent. Thank you, Frisco, Texas, for being frisky friends of ours. Los Angeles, movie stars listening to us, I think. You know, like, thank you, Tom Cruise or Will Smith, whoever it is. You know, Keanu Reeves.
Glad we can be here for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Smyrna, Smyrna, hell of a name to try to pronounce, but Smyrna, which it could be Delaware, easily could be Delaware.
There's a Smyrna, Georgia, not too far from where, you know, where I'm at. So it's, you know, could be
doesn't
either
give
or.
Us more specific. So, I mean, it's good enough. And then the best one out of all the top five that we have here is unknown.
It's my favorite one. It's my favorite one. And where are you possibly listening at? Where it's just, we don't know.
Somebody listened. We know somebody listened, but Jesus, where is it coming from? Yeah, so thank you to the 4.8% of people who listened from unknown. My God. And then 57.1% are from, what's that? Apple Podcasts, 33% from Spotify. We have Podcast Addict at 4.8. Okay, cool. And Player FM at 4.8. That's cool. We listen to us, you guys listen to us on multiple platforms, which is cool. We wanted to make it available to multiple platforms, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just wanted to say all that because we're not going to do that every week or anything, but I just thought it was cool to occasionally
breakdown. It's cool to kind of throw it out there. And, you know, it's neat to look at those analytics and kind of look at kind of where it's made up from, where people are listening from, you know. And it's, you know, the countries are pretty cool because I've gone through it and looked and, like, you know, just some of those places, like you say, like Israel and some of these places in, like, South Africa. And so I was like, how did you even... I don't know anybody there, so how'd you know, you found it, which is fantastic. Yep. We appreciate
it. Exactly,
you
know? Right?
And then when you're looking at the cities of the United States, you kind of can get an idea of where you've kind of told people about it and this and that, and which is cool, too. And then you see the other places where I don't know anybody in some of these places, so it's just like, oh, cool, you found it, too. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing, you know? Like, And even then, we have a pretty good amount. It says that our YouTube has, 436 viewers in the last 28 days, and we are up to 26 subs. So, I mean, that's amazing, man. You know, like, to go from nothing to where we're at now, I love it. So, thank you, every single one of you.
Yeah, in about a month, that's pretty good. I have no experience with, really, beyond this, with YouTube, with YouTube and TikToking. So, I'm assuming whatever numbers that we throw out there, more than I had before, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Hooray, 36-year-old me.
When you go from zero to 436 views in 28 days, you know, you're killing it. You're killing it. So that's good. So thank you to all of you individuals who have been listening to us. We very much appreciate you. And please continue to listen and share us, if you would, with people that you know and love? Because we try not to curse on here. We've never really said that.
I don't think I've cursed on here yet. If I don't think it's been a bad, bad word. That's not really in my normal vocabulary anyways, unless I'm playing Xbox and I'm upset or something. Beyond that,
that is true.
It typically doesn't pop out all that often.
So what do you think? We actually personally have not seen each other a lot lately in the past like week and a half that we haven't been recording. Because I've been, like I said, it's just been me, my kids at the house for a whole week, and then my sister's here, so it's like I'm trying to spend time with her, and I haven't been streaming because I've been busy with, you know, family stuff.
So believe me, I noticed. I haven't had anything to listen to at work. So this actually just having to work and not having anything to listen to. So you've
got a lot of work done.
I did, actually. It was actually good that you were busy about this same time, because I have been so busy at work the last 2 weeks.
Right.
You know, I've been doing some traveling and this and that, going to visit accounts and some meetings and stuff. So I haven't really been home half the time. I've been on the road.
Right. You
know, getting that windshield time.
Oh, boy. So, catch up. What's up with you? Video games, TV shows? What is it? Life?
Video games.
I can take a wild guess.
I've just been playing Battlefield, obviously.
Which one? Which one, though?
Five, not 42.
Nobody plays 2042.
Yeah, hashtag yuck. Not a fan.
For real.
Just been doing that, and then, like I said, just with work. I've been incredibly busy with the girls being in these basketball tournaments on the weekends. That's been taking up a ton of our time, plus there's a lot of practice throughout the week, so we've been dealing with a lot of that. As far as shows, I haven't really started watching any shows. I've been watching kind of coming in the middle of some of my wife's shows that she watches. She's in the middle of watching The Handmaid's Tale right now. And I don't even know what season it is, but I popped in for some of those. And what a wild show that is. Mm-hmm. A lot going on, a lot to unpack when you watch a couple of those.
Especially when you're out of context. Like, they've already seen multiple seasons or episodes, and you're just like...
Yeah, what? I hop in and I'm like, what are they doing to that lady? It's just like, oh my God.
No, this is normal. That's fine. Yeah. This is normal. So, oh God.
So I've been watching, you know, I've seen a little bit of that. But besides that, really, to be honest, it's just been a lot of work and kind of traveling. You know, I've been out to South Carolina, North Carolina, down close to Florida, you know, just working, to be honest with you. So just a lot of that, a lot of catching up with accounts and things like that. So
yeah.
So my catch up is pretty short this week. What about you? You probably got more interesting stuff going on with your sister being there. And how was your wife's trip? All that kind of stuff.
Oh man, her trip. She is one of the most intelligent people I know, which is which is great. But she said that during this class, for some reason, she would do stuff that made her look like she had no idea what was going on. Like they'd be like, how many against this wall? And she'd be like, yeah, no, you shouldn't get a ball. And they'd be like, what? What are you talking about? We said wall. And she'd be like, oh no. So it was like, she was like, I just feel like everybody's looking at me like I'm an idiot. And that's like, you are not an idiot. Like, she is definitely one of the smarter people I know. So she's happy to be back. She went and saw some sights, I guess, technically, in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. She actually loves to collect sand from different places that we've been to. So she collected some... Oh, there it is. Excuse me.
Nice.
Got a burp at least one episode.
Every episode.
It's a streak, baby. God. That came out of nowhere, too. Like,
you know what's burps... funny? I drink this beer a lot of times when we do these. And I don't think I've ever burped once.
Nope. And I drink a glass of water, and I burp every single time.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm drinking out of a straw?
I don't know. I don't know.
Straws cause burps?
I don't know the science behind straws.
Is that a conspiracy?
I think they're bad for turtles, is what I've heard.
Well, I mean, not reusable. This one's reusable.
Oh, yeah. Then I don't know.
But, I mean, if you throw it away, then I think it would be bad for turtles. But, I mean, if you're reusing it, then it's like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, then it should be fine, you would think.
I don't know. Hey, if you're a scientist and you know the science behind actually how straws and causing you to burp works, like, yeah. You know science stuff, let us know. WTConspiracy@gmail.com. Hit us up.
Yeah.
But let's see. Yeah, my wife is gone. She brought back some sand. It was cool. I wear indoor shoes at all times. Mm-hmm. I rarely to never wear them outside at all. Like maybe the occasional will go take the trash cans out with it and that's it. Mm-hmm. Mine were getting kind of crusty. So they got me some new ones and I now have the official wearer, an official wearer of Crocs.
Crocs? You got some Crocs?
Ooh, like Crocs. Like
you throw that backstrap on, kick in that four-wheel drive when you go outside?
There it is. If you're watching on YouTube, here it is. It's got a video game thing. It's got a Love is Love on there. Mm-hmm. The other one has other stuff, too. But, yes, I am now wearing Crocs in the house, and they are extremely comfortable, and they keep my feet warm enough. Not too warm, not too hot.
Yeah,
so that's good.
I've never worn Crocs before. Like, all my kids have Crocs but me. I've just never, I don't know, if I don't have house shoes and if I'm going to go outside, if I don't have to have boots or tennis shoes on, I just wear sandals. So
right. That makes sense. Completely makes sense. Now, let's see, video games. I've been playing in Deep Rock. I'm almost to the point in Deep Rock now where I only have like two levels left with the Scout. There's four classes. Mm-hmm. And all four classes will have been promoted. We'll have one star then.
You almost beat the game. So you're getting close to,
Yep.
Nice.
I have been having an itch for some Battlefield 5, though. Like, for real. Like, I've been like, I want to play it. So I'm definitely looking forward to playing some of that. I also, tomorrow comes out the new game. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's on PlayStation, but it's the one with the robots where you have to fight robots.
Is that Horizon? No.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, is that it?
I think so. Something like that.
Yeah, there's a new one or something.
Yeah, not Wildlands. Yeah, the new one comes out tomorrow, so I think I'm going to jump on that PlayStation and download it tonight, and then I'm going to play some tomorrow. But I've also not been streaming lately because I keep having appointments like every single day. Literally every single day I have something going on during the time that I'm supposed to stream. Like today.
That's why you're just to do it.
Right, exactly. And today I went to the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I ever went to a chiropractor who actually like cracked my neck. I went one time other than that, and it was in Japan. And dude was like, "Hey, wow, look at your back. When were you in your car accident?" I said, "What the hell are you talking about, man?" He said, when were you in your car accident? And I was like, "No, I was never in a car accident." He said, "Really? Your back's messed up. All your muscles are out of place." I was like, "Cool, sounds great." So
yeah, that right there should fall in the same vein of like, you don't ask a woman like if she's pregnant, like, "Oh, when's it due?" It's just, what are you talking about? It's like, "Oh no." Run away as fast as you can.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like, okay, cool. And he spent the time to like, he was literally just like shoving his thumb into like my back muscles, trying to push them back into the places that they're supposed to be. It was awful, but I felt great after. But this time I went and definitely cracked my back and it felt good. And then he cracked my neck and he asked me beforehand, like, "Man, do you have headaches?" And I was like, yeah. And so he's like, "Okay, this should help." And then he cracked it and it was like, and I was like, "Oh my god, I thought I went deaf because it was so loud." It was crazy. It was amazing.
Sweet.
Chiropractor was great. But yeah, so TV shows, I'm caught up on Euphoria. I started rewatching Attack on Titan, the anime.
That's something I never watched before. Like, I've always watched, I've looked up on YouTube and watched like little snippets of it, of like the fight scenes.
It's good.
Just because that kind of stuff's kind of interests me, but I've never actually sat down and like watched seasons or watched episodes of it.
I watched it before. I watched all season one and half of season two, and then I stopped, and I don't remember why, and I just didn't go back. So it's like, I don't even know. I think season three has been done, and I think that they're like going to put out season four, which is the final season or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I could be completely wrong on all that. But yeah, so I started from the beginning. It's a really great show. If you haven't watched it, do it. But yeah, that's about it. My sister's here still, the one who does the clips for us, the reels, mm-hmm. the whatever. I keep bugging her to do another one or two, and she hasn't done it. So, it's messed up, man.
When she has time, you know. With the amazing salary of $0 we are paying her per year, you know, it's we don't want to put too many deadlines on her. Not too many at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. You can't really put a deadline on something to somebody that you don't pay. So, yep.
That's great. We could just see how it works out. Yeah, it's always an option. You know, I don't think the results are going to be favorable, but you never know. Goodness. Oh, God.
Yep. We had a COVID scare here in the house.
Oh, no.
Yep. Owen got sick. My three-year-old got sick, and we had to go get some tests, and the tests were done, and they were all negative.
Well, that's
good. So that's good. We don't have COVID, but I might sound a little different because I have a cold or whatever it is. So I might sound a little different. Yeah, but
I think you sound the same. At least it's not terrible, but who knows? I mean, your mic could be picking it up differently than what I'm hearing. Who knows?
Yeah, it could. You're used to hearing me on the headset that you got.
Yeah.
Yep. So what are we doing today, Mr. Sleepy? What are we here for? What's the whole goal of the episode?
Well, over the last six that we've done, we've kind of picked on some of these bigger conspiracy theories, anywhere ranging from Bigfoot to looking at the moon landing being real to birds being real. We're gonna take it a little different direction because we don't want to just we don't want to just do all these major ones. I mean, think about conspiracies. Conspiracies encompass those types of things. They also encompass folklore, urban legends, stuff like that. So we want to start mixing a little bit of that into what we're doing. Obviously, not every episode. So what Peaswad and I want to do, is we want to start a little series here where we want to look at the one of the more popular urban legends from each state of the 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think we're going to do these all back to back. I think we're going to make it a series.
We're
going to do 10 each. You know, maybe do one of these, then maybe do one or two other things, and come back to it. Or, you know, we're not going to go straight in the line here with this.
We'll play it by ear too. I'm only saying that because we think we're going to get about 10 done, but sometimes we go on tangent. Sometimes there's not enough stuff for us to going with it.
I was really thinking about that because 10, you have to go through it pretty dang quick. Even if we didn't have this long, you know, thing we're in the middle of right now where we're talking that we just got done with. And it's, you know, it takes up a lot of time. And if we want to try to keep this around an hour and not go too far over that, we may not be able to do all 10 an episode. It might be, part one, one through seven, who knows?
As much as we talk, part one, one through three,
one through two. We're going to get through one. Today.
Yeah. Barely. And then with that being said too, if you are watching this on YouTube, you will be able to see this, but I have a wheel spin it's something I normally do on my Twitch, which he's making that sound, which that's what it says on my Twitch. But we are going to spin the wheel, and I put all 50 states on there, and I put all the colors as red, white, and blue, baby, because America, that's our colors.
I almost sang the song.
The first time. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
I almost sang the song and almost got rid of our PG rating immediately.
America, French toast. Oh, God. We're going to spin the wheel, and that will determine what we are going to look at. Sleepy has gone through and looked at this list a little bit, at least. I have not at all, because wanted the sheer, what?
And factor. As with everything we do, Pease Wads over here on his little dual monitors. Don't worry, I got my notes, my paper notes. So,
you'd think that you're the older one of the two of us, you're an old soul.
I guess. I don't know. I just never. I was too busy to learn all this. Like, I learned how to do this that we got going on, and and I know how to play Battlefield. So there you go.
You got your priorities. That's good.
Yeah. Like, when the time changes, my wife changes the time on the microwave. I didn't have time to learn how to do that. My truck. She does all that. I don't bother myself with such things.
So. Where would you be without her?
Late everywhere. Late everywhere. By about an hour or so,
you're like, where have you been? Oh, I'm on time, man.
My microwave said, bro. I'm fine.
My truck, it all said it. Come on. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, and also I have my window open right now. as it was 70 degrees here today in Delaware.
It wasn't quite 70 here, but it was like mid-60s. It was really nice.
It was supposed to be like 63, and then it turned out to be 70, and it was like, that's kind of a large range of, you know, messed up. Like,
it's warm.
And our air conditioner does not work currently.
Yeah, because 70 will heat your house up. You know, it might be 70 outside. Yeah. It's going to be warmer inside.
So we definitely have the windows open. So if you hear some weird sounds, that's because they live on an Air Force base and there are airplanes that fly through and potentially aliens and who knows what, you know?
Well, if you hear any weird sounds on my side, my son's watching some NASCAR race that's on right now. And if a wreck happens or something like this, he's literally on the other side of which wall? That wall.
That the wall. One right next to you.
Yeah, he's on the other side of that wall. And whenever a wreck or something big happens, he yells and gets super duper loud. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. It's more like, oh, it is just like, okay, cool.
That's how he's going to make his introduction to the podcast right there. Just like that.
Screaming at the top of his lungs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, are you ready for this? So we get into it?
I'm ready for you to spin that wheel. And
all right. We'll not have to tell you what it says. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here we go. First wheel spin. Spin it, spin it, spin it. We got Hogan, my dog, on the top. And our WT conspiracy right there in the middle.
Old man Hogan.
We got Vermont first.
Vermont. Okay.
Now I have to delete Vermont off the list.
You don't want to do Vermont twice?
Nope. Would you like to do Vermont or would you like me to do Vermont? Would you like to go first?
Give me 2 seconds. Let me pull it up before we start. I at least want to take a look at what it is before you start.
LMN. How many of you can say your ABCs backwards? That's a big question I'd like to hear. How do you spell Vermont? Where is it?
I think there's a V in it.
Let's see. Even with being able to say my ABCs backwards, I'm still not good with them.
Okay.
Utah, Vermont. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, you go ahead and do Vermont.
Okay. All right. So, the top urban legend from Vermont is called the Frozen. Okay, let me say this too. We are using this list directly from businessinsider.com. That's how you know it's going to be good when it comes to urban legends.
I think of where to go for all my urban legend facts. Businessinsider.com is literally a one-stop shop for your urban legend needs and desires. So
plus, they have business stuff. So, I mean, if you're a businessman that needs to know about urban legends, pow!
Dude, they know how... They've got it down because I've been on the website a few times. They really want me to sign up for that newsletter. Just over and over. I got to keep it in that X. Like, no. Like, you know, I got everything I need right here. So.
Oh, my God.
But what is the Vermont...
Thank you, Business Insider.
What is going on with Vermont in Vermont that we need to talk about?
It is called the Frozen People.
The Frozen People.
The Frozen People. And, of course, it mentions that winters in Vermont are brutal. You don't say. I would think that winters in the Great Northeast would be terrible. I mean, it's because it's further north.
Yeah.
And east. So, I mean, I don't know. It just seems like it'd be really bad. So, apparently, it appeared first in a diary that was published in about the late of 1800s. The legend of the hibernating old people recounts the tale of a poor family outside of Montpellier, which is the capital, right?
I don't know. I think I did the 50. I learned the capitals. Most of them are good, but like you start getting up in the Northeast, they get a little confusing because they're all kind of crammed in there. You know what
I'm pretty
mean?
Sure so, that's the capital.
So pretty sure it's
that's
probably
not
the
capital.
Capital.
If it's not the capital, then it should be. So Montpellier, that couldn't afford to feed and clothe the oldest members of their family, so they froze the people and buried them.
Oh.
According to the tale, when spring rolled around, the elders thawed out and were just fine. What?
That's so we got a Demolition Man scenario here, if you know that movie.
Yeah.
We got a whole... Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, first of all,
if
you're going to unpack part of this, if you don't have enough food to feed or clothe your family, those typically the children and old people are who you give it to first, I would imagine.
Yeah, I would think so too.
So if there's a chunk of bread, it's just like,
but without the strongest people, they can't get more food, so then everybody's just gonna die without
How good of a job were they doing to begin with? They didn't have any. It's not like they were out there killing it, you know? So
killing it for real.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Wow.
So that's
okay.
That's,
so
that's pretty strange.
Maybe they're ahead of their time. You know, like maybe this is the idea of cryogenic freezing, you know?
Or some people just got really cold and they died. And they're like, ah, and the family was like, ah, crap, we're going to be in trouble. So they just buried them and then said they came back. I mean, that's what I would do if I did that. But I'm not doing that. I'm not freezing people and then just saying, hey, they came back, man. It's cool. He's in the back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's all fine. So
I'm the one that's going to get murdered when we do Sleepy Palooza and I come down to visit. So he just said it. Freezing people.
We're in Georgia. It's going to be like 60, 70 degrees every day by then. So we can freeze you. It's fine.
Yeah. You know? Good luck. And I'm not a little guy, so good luck. You know, like, yeah. Ain't nobody freezing me.
Yeah.
So, do you think that this could be real at all?
With most urban legends that I've looked at so far, it's no. It's going to be a hard no for me. Just because there's always some other details involved in it on what actually happened, or it just turns out it's completely fabricated. So I would say that they weren't freezing people in Montpelier, which may or may not be the capital of Vermont. probably is. Anyways, so they're probably not doing that there. On a different note, just throw this out there. When I was in fifth grade, we were doing state capitals, and I remember this. I failed. Didn't fail. I didn't get a perfect score because I misspelled Texas. Like, I got the capital right, but I misspelled Texas. So on the paper, T-E-X-A-S. I'm in fifth grade. Wait. I'm dumb. Texas.
You spelled Texas how?
No, I don't remember how I spelled it, but I misspelled it. And she stood me up.
I didn't mean like, how do you spell Texas now? I meant
like. Well, that's what I thought you meant. She stood me up in front of the class and had me say how I spelled it like over and over again until I realized I was wrong. It's like a core memory. Like, put me in front of like 20 other kids, just make me misspell this word like 9 times in a row before I realize. Anyways, back to Mount Vermont.
now you're forever scarred and don't like to spell things in front of anybody.
I remember from fifth grade. So
terrible.
Thanks a lot, Miss Cheryl. If you're listening, appreciate you.
Hey. We got frozen people in Vermont. But, okay, another thing that I was thinking, too, kind of like what you said, they did stick them outside. They did freeze. They did die. And somebody probably saw that they were frozen outside and were like, hey, they're frozen. They're probably dead. You got to bury them. So the people were probably like, oh, no. We're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
So then when the spring came, they just told people, oh, no, they came back to life. And then whenever anybody came over to the house, they were like, where are they at then? Oh, no, they're out picking berries over that direction.
Yeah, remember, we don't got any food.
That's why they're trying to get us some food, picking berries, because the berries are back now, you know? And then a couple weeks later, oh, no, those berries are poisonous. They died. It's like.
Let me just make some notes here. We'll fact check that. Poison berries. Question mark. Got it. Gotcha.
It's a possibility. So that's that. So let me jump back over here to this thing. Are you ready for your wheel spin?
Go for it.
They're going to be able to hear the grrr, and it's kind of annoying. So sorry.
Wheel spin.
Colorado. Wheel
spin. Colorado.
Colorado.
Let me see what I got here. As I look through my printout of notes here, because I'm like 90 years old. If you're 90, we don't have any problem with 90-year-olds. But.
Yeah, thank you for listening if you're 90.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got here, but thank you for listening.
We appreciate it. All right. Let's see here. Well, I've got the sheet, so give me the name of it. Give me the name of it. What's the one in Colorado?
The Many Legends of Riverdale Road.
Okay, so Riverdale Road. So this isn't one I'd really done any research on too much. but it kind of falls in that range of, you know, in the United States, there's a lot of these places where they say there are certain Hell's Gates and things associated mm-hmm. with that. It kind of falls into that. So Riverdale Road is the site of not one, but 8 creepy urban legends ranging from a Hell's Gate to ghosts of slaves hanging from trees to ew. The stretch of road is decidedly spooky, which that is so vague. Like what is spooky?
Like, it's constantly playing horror films. It's so spooky.
Okay, well, the creepiest story they have is of a phantom jogger who one day a driver hits a jogger, freaked out, left him for dead. Now it's said that if you park on that side of the crash, you'll hear disembodied footsteps getting closer and closer to your car. People reported handprints on their windows, banging noises, if someone was like kicking the outsides of their cars. You know, if you're outside of your, if you're outside of your car, you know, generally possibly hearing more voices and footsteps and possibly being chased and, you know, things of that nature. So apparently on Riverdale Road, spooky stuff is happening. And there's apparently a jogger, disembodied is what it said. So there's just footsteps chasing all over your car. Whenever, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there. Whenever I hear those urban legends that talk about the handprints on cars, like there's head to that, I think it's just people just have dirty cars from having kids. I don't know if you've ever had your car around, if you've ever had your vehicle around your kid, they go outside the park and they drive it. They just get handprints all over it.
Touch everything at all times.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. But anyways.
And then a little bit of you know, mist comes through and hits your window, and next thing you know, it starts to fog up, and there's handprints on there.
There's handprints all over it. Like, I get that were already on there. All the time about handprints on my truck.
There are Cheeto fingerprints on there. The ghost love Cheetos.
As far as the Riverdale roads and the Cheeto ghost handprints, what do you think about that? As far as creepy things happening possibly on one stretch of road due to, you know, an accident. Like I said, I've researched a lot of these so far, mm-hmm. but there's mm-hmm. a handful that I haven't done a bunch of research on. You know, if we hit on one of the ones I've already had notes on,
you're gonna kill it.
We're gonna get a lot more in depth. to the people listening, to be honest with you, I completely forgot we were going to do like a randomized wheel spin with this. So I started research on like 20 of them or 10 to 20 of them. So I'm just waiting
and
for
I
my
didn't
time.
Research.
I'm literally just waiting for my time to shine.
And I didn't research any of them because it was I was the one that did the wheel spin. So I was like, we're using it because I took the time to get 50 states added in and all that stuff, sure. You know. So,
oh, absolutely. So, I mean, it's a great idea. And it's a great idea.
With this being said, too, we should give a shout out to your brother. Because he posted a comment on our YouTube.
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
And it said something about how, about the hands. He's like, how many of these have hands? Like all of you know, handprints being on it. I said, it's crazy. About. Said something about like, oh, it's a list of 50 states and all 50 states are the exact same thing where there are handprints on your car.
It's going to be super weird. That's what
you
said.
Oh, man. So yeah, do I believe this? I don't know. It depends on. Let me ask you this question: do you believe in ghosts?
Me, I don't know, man. I'm a very. I got to kind of see it and hold it in my hand type of guy to believe in certain things. So I struggle with some of that stuff. I've never seen a ghost. I know people who said they've seen ghosts and had encounters. Yet you, but I've never actually. So until I run across one or across something really weird happening, I'm not one of those people either who are going to say something completely doesn't exist because the universe is too big. There's too much going on to discount really anything. But as far as, I guess I'd be undecided. But as far as having any type of experience with that, that'd be a negative Ghost Rider.
Right. Ghost Rider. Whereas I have two different times in my life have seen what I can only explain as has to be a ghost.
Okay.
Two separate times.
Where were these?
You want me to tell about? You want me to talk about that?
Yeah, at least give us one. At least give us one of your experiences.
Well, I can give them both because the one's super quick and easy. The one, I was riding on a bike over a bridge with my friend when I was a kid. And in the process of going across the bridge, I looked over and I saw a woman, long dark hair, white dress, weird, right? And she was walking on like the stuff to make so where if your car runs into it, you don't fly off the bridge. The garter rail or whatever.
Guardrail, yeah, yeah.
Guardrail, that's it. Yeah, so it was the guardrail, and she was walking on that. And I was like, what? And then I look over to my friend, and I'm like, hey, man, did you see that? And we look back, and there's nothing there. And I had to, like, stop and, like, you know, compose myself, because it was like, what the heck was that?
Like there and then gone type situation.
Yeah, exactly. And then the other time, I was in Okinawa, and we were on night shifts, and because we were doing an exercise where, you know, where they wear, like, the whole ghillie suit, like the chemical suits, where it's like a chemical mask on your face, and then you got like the hood, and you got gloves on, and everything. Sure. Your whole body's covered, so you don't get killed by the chemicals. So they had a thing where they said, okay, all of your communications are broken down. You cannot use your phones, you cannot use your internet, anything, because it's to see if you can figure out what the heck is going on. You know, like whatever, center runner or whatever. So my boss and I, we go walking to the other side where there's less people, so we can hear. When the big voice says, hey, man, you're good. Take the stuff off because we want to take it off because it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
So we're over there just standing there. We're talking to each other like, you know, like he's right in front of me. We're talking about anything and everything because he's a real cool dude. You know, like I love that dude. He was great. And as we're talking, we both kind of stop and turn and look. And this place was an old dining facility. And where we were at was a kitchen, old kitchen. But it's now it's just like a big storage area. And there was a Japanese guy, literally looked just like the cooks now that are there right now. He had like the cook pants, a white shirt, a white paper hat, and he was walking down the hallway.
He was just chilling? And
he literally just walked. Right? Yeah. It's literally, there were like very little lights on, and there's literally just like his storage area. So there's no way that there's, first off, wouldn't be a person in there in the middle of the night like that because the doors are locked. On the other end, so it was ridiculous. And then because I'm like, you know, I try to find ways that things should work out. I turned to him and I said, "Did you just see what I just saw?" And he's like, "Yeah, I saw that." And I said, "No. What did you see?" And he said, "Oh, I saw." And he even said, like, you know, Japanese looking dude with the chef stuff that we have our dudes wear, walking down the hallway, looking like he's going to grab something out of a storeroom or something like that. And I was like. Oh my God! No. That didn't scare you half to death.
Let me throw this out there. Go ahead.
He said, "It doesn't scare me at all because I grew up in the Philippines and we see that every single day." So it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I guess.
And Japanese cooks every single day. Now, do you think that the government put that guy there to try to like scare you and like or like test like your mental like fortitude maybe, or do you 100% believe it was a ghost?
People think way more of the military than what actually happens in the military. Let's say that.
We literally don't know what's going on in the military. Quit telling us we're capable of all this stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. 100% was not at all like that. Like, yeah, there's 100% not a way or anything because only military people go into that part of the building at all because the Japanese people were kind of like iffy about that part of the building too. And they're very superstitious and have ghosts and believe in ghosts and all that. And that's why you have like Shisa dogs, which is literally part of my tattoo, which is hard to show right now. But the Shisa dogs and all that. But yeah, so because I have had a couple of experiences, I'd say that it's hard for me to not believe in stuff because I've had lots of experiences in my life that have been kind of like, that was weird. I don't have a way to explain this.
I don't know. Like I said, I've never had anything happen like that to me before. So maybe I need to go on more adventures and do more things. I don't know. You know, instead of going to Bobby's to have a beer and play darts. You know, when I was younger, when I was younger and grew up in Kansas, I spent a lot of time like exploring the woods. Even though I was a teenager, we'd just go find random places to go camping, this and that. I never saw anything weird. I always actually being in the woods isn't bad, but like
right.
When you just find a random spot to camp in the middle of the night and it's dark and, you know, that can always be a little unsettling. That was always a little unsettling to me. That was never my favorite thing in the world to do. but my buddies all really like doing that type of stuff. So I was just like, yeah, sure. And I'm just sitting there and it's super dark. We got this itty bitty little fire. I'm just like, something could just murder me right now, and I would never see it coming.
So, they probably wouldn't even know. They probably wouldn't see it because it's so damn dark here.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many trees, and where the hell are we? We didn't have cell phones back then. I was like 15. I was like 16. I have a cell phone.
Until you know we're old. We didn't have cell phones back then. Okay, so...
We had cell phones. I didn't have a cell phone, put it that way.
Yeah, I didn't have one until I was 18, so, like, yeah.
Same.
I'm with that. So, So that's good. That one's done, right?
Yeah. Give us a wheel spin. You know,
let's do it.
Bring on the next one. Bring on the next one. I just want to keep saying wheel spin. Wheel spin.
North Carolina. Isn't this one that you did?
No, I did not do North Carolina.
I guess it's cool if I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, hold on. You can start. I like following along. I'm like a child trying to like follow along in a book. You know, I like to have a little bit of knowing what I'm talking
about. Carolina, come on, raise up. Okay, sorry, don't
take
sue me,
your shirt
Pablo.
Off.
No, don't say anymore. We're gonna get sued by Petey Pablo. Who am I? God, I can't stop.
Petey Pablo,
can't stop.
Petey Pablo, don't sue us, please.
Yeah, Petey Pablo, we appreciate and love you. Thank you, Petey Pablo.
that's literally a name I've not heard in years, though. Good old
but
Petey
thank
Pablo.
You.
Did you watch the Super Bowl? Speaking of that, you watched the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, God, I did.
What'd you think of it? Enjoy it?
I enjoyed it a lot. I saw a couple videos of people talking about it, and they were like, it was so good because of what it was. But at the same time, there were other songs that should have been chosen.
That's what I said. I was really disappointed in the song choice. And like, especially like Eminem, like that's what you went with. You couldn't have picked any other song. You know, but
any other,
like song, not the one with the spaghetti on your sweater meme, you know, because as soon as he said that, my son went, ah, he's like, that's what that is. That was like fantastic.
That's funny. Yeah. We had some mom spaghetti in Detroit where we do have listeners at. So we could do that too. On our world tour, whenever we get to that,
okay.
we got people listening before you go on that.
Yeah, well, I've got my little thing up here, so you go right ahead whenever you're ready.
All right, cool. So North Carolina is the beast of Bladenboro. That sounds like a made-up city, right? That doesn't sound real. Most people have been convinced.
I mean, it says it's an actual town right here. It says it's an actual town, Bladenboro.
Most people have been convinced the beast was a particularly large bobcat. Do I say that word weird? Particularly? Okay, nope. You're out.
That's not how I say it. Particularly. No, particularly. I don't know. I say particularly. I just kind of squished all the end together so you don't have to enunciate all the letters.
Yeah, you say it quickly. Particularly. Bump that word, man. That word is ridiculous. Let's get a shorter word in here. Let's go to the thesaurus and find a different word for them. So, it says that in the 1950s, why is that zero small? It says N195 OS.
poor editing at Business Insider. We need to show them this typo.
Listen, Business Insider. In the 1950s OS, multiple dogs were found dead and drained of blood in the North Carolina town of Bladenboro. People believe that there was a vampiric beast in the woods. It says Anne.
Ooh, so scary.
What? The misspelling? The misspelling is scary?
Poor grammar is always scary, first of all. Did my son write this? Business Insider, do better. This thing can tell the credibility of a website. It's typos and grammatical errors.
We're literally giving you praises, and you're over here failing us, man, you know? So I'm reading it just as they're saying it. A vampiric beast in the woods, and they tried to hunt the animal.
I'm sorry. The typo, your emphasis on the typo, and they tried.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
All right. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry. I'll try to
today. Today, the town of Bladenboro has embraced their historic and actual. I can't read too. Jesus. They embrace their history and actually hold a beast fest every year. But it's never been confirmed exactly what was stalking their town.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the best one out of North Carolina. They had some dogs die, and now...
and they like, think that there's something... there's a beast of Bladenboro? Business Insider. Maybe it is. Maybe this is the best one, but... jumping to it. Lots of things kill dogs. Coyotes.
Yeah.
Other dogs. People, Bigfoots,
old age. I forgot what the Bigfoot's name from New York was. Whatever that one was.
Oh God, what was it?
It was so good. The White Castle of Burden Barrow or something stupid.
They just claimed one small town in northern New York laid claim to the name for the whole state.
It was like the Big Man of Ice and Barrow.
A bunch of pricks. Oh, God.
This thing can't be in any other city. He resides with us, so that's why we claim him. Like, get out of here.
Well, okay, as far as this goes, lots of ways dogs die. Drained of blood.
Yeah.
I mean, who checked in the 50s? Were they, could you check that in the 50s?
This is 195 OS. I don't know what year that is.
I'm 195 OS. Maybe it's in the future. Maybe blood is obsolete in the future.
It could be, yeah. Hey, wait, time out. Speaking of blood, time out. This is wild. This is real, too. Did you know that Dick Cheney does not have a heartbeat?
What's he have? Like, does he have a pacemaker doing the whole thing all the time?
From what I understand is he had a pacemaker, and then he had to have them go in and remove the pacemaker because of Dick Cheney reasons. I don't know. And he now has a device that constantly circulates blood, which is what a heart does, but this device constantly circulates blood, and in the process he no longer has a heartbeat.
That's wild.
So is Dick Cheney a vampire? Did we just create another conspiracy theory?
Dick Cheney might be a lot of horrible things. I don't know if he's a vampire. I know he's fond of hunting accidents. And, I know he's a fan of hunting accidents for sure.
Yep. Did you know he drank the blood of that guy after they killed him in the hunting accident?
Well, he's a lizard person, obviously, Peaswell. We've been over this. He definitely did. And think about how much easier as a lizard person he can circulate blood through his body to keep young forever. Now he's got a machine, and it probably pumps blood way faster to circulate the baby's blood that
lizard
people are drinking.
He's actually aging in reverse now. Did you know that?
Oh my goodness, we've got a Benjamin Button situation.
He's pumping blood so fast that he's now going to live to be 214.
Goodness.
Yep, Dick Cheney.
I'm sure.
We love you. Thanks, Dick Cheney. What?
Like, I want to go back to the beast of Bladenboro, but I don't really know if there's much here besides dogs died. So. There's a beast fest every year. I'd be kind of interested to see what all entails.
Should we try to go? Maybe it's when you're down here.
Is it March? Is it like mid-March? Making another note.
Beast Fest? 14th annual Beast Fest. Due to the rapid spread of COVID-19 in 2020, they're not having it. Damn it. Oh, no. Friday, October 29th. Saturday, October 30th.
When is it? October?
Yep. So we got a lot of time to plan to go to this thing that we'll forget about by the end of this episode.
It's in our defense, it's very forgettable. If you're from North Carolina or anybody who is watching this, if you can find a better one, send it to us. Because I almost feel like this one needs a do-over to an extent. Like, there's got to be something better.
Let's show whoever wrote this from Business Insider how it's really done.
Exactly.
Let's get a good one. So if you got anybody at all, actually specifically, if you live outside of the United States, I would love to hear your local urban legends. Like 100%,
that's a good idea
not
cool.
a joke. anybody from anywhere, like local urban legends, would be great.
You know what's hilarious? How we talked about before, there is zero chance we're getting through 10 of these. Not a chance. Like
we're 57 minutes. Like
what are we through? Like three?
We were just joking about getting through three.
Three?
We've three? Oh God. Okay, we can do two more, right?
Maybe.
Probably not.
Wheel spin. I'm almost out of beer too. Carolina.
Oh God. Then what? Then you've got to pee. I'm sure you've got to pee already. Wheel spin it up. Here we go. It's spinning.
Wheel spin.
Oh, wheel.
Oh, wheel.
West Virginia.
You mountain were just. We just mama. Are hitting on the ones that I did. But that's fine.
Yep. He did a whole bunch of them, and none of them have been the ones we spun in.
What are the odds? Just every single one is just not going to be one that I did.
Virginia. Of course, that's what West Virginia is. It has to be that one.
It's like it's Bigfoot.
It has
it?
To be. No.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
It's
Mothman?
The Mothman.
Oh, really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Is it really? Oh, sweet. I didn't have my notes, so I didn't even find it yet.
Boom.
So it's Mothman.
Boom. And okay, I can't wait till you read this, and hopefully there are some. Grammatical errors that you just will read them as grammatical errors are on the website.
God,
because that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but I got to go through here. I got to find it because we've been doing this. I've been trying to go fast, so all of my stuff's out of order.
Uh-oh.
That's not a big deal.
But yeah.
Virginia.
Let's see if it says.
Just remember,
I don't even
logs.
Think it. What? It doesn't even say anything about it.
In the song by John Denver, Country of Roses, he's not talking about West Virginia. He's talking about the western part of Virginia. So it's not
is
the
he?
Same thing. Yeah, he's not talking about West Virginia. It's the western part of Virginia is what he's talking about.
He needs to be a little clearer. That's some booty doofoo right there. What?
Western part of Virginia.
There is literally a place called West Virginia. Why would you say Western Virginia?
West Virginia, but not that West Virginia. Yeah, so
not the well-known state of West Virginia.
No,
the western part of Virginia.
The song wasn't written for them. It was for the Virginianites.
But with that being said, too, how many people? Oh my God, I forgot what I was going to say. It's all good. West Virginia. Mountain mama, that's what I was gonna say. How are you gonna talk about mountains when West Virginia is known for having mountains? You know, like, come on, man, killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, there's Mothman. Not a lot of stuff as far as Mothman goes here.
There is
talking
so
about
much that goes
66, and then when you're down here, something you're gonna help me do is you're gonna get me, yeah, the, help me get the second monitor screen set up. Is what you're gonna do. Literally got it. Literally, it's chilling. I just need to do it. Maybe
we're gonna
we should probably do it beforehand. I don't know. Because I should be doing research looking here. I could be doing all kinds of stuff.
We need to get you a tech upgrade is what we need to do.
I don't really think I need it. I got the stuff. I just need to learn more how to use it. You know what I mean? And learn how to set it up and everything.
Okay. I got other stuff pulled up on Mothman too.
All right. You go ahead. You're doing most of talking on this so far.
And that's cool, because that's the way my life goes, too, is I do most of the talking. In November 15th of 1966, two people from Point Pleasant, this is from Wikipedia, also, just so you know. I told the police that I saw a large gray creature with eyes that glowed red, quote unquote. When the car headlights hit it, a large flying man with 10-foot wings followed the car while they were driving. In an area of town known as the TNT area, the site of a former World War II munitions plant. Okay, apparently he's a big fan of blowing stuff up.
Yeah.
People saw later a large bird with red eyes, told to the sheriff, and then its eyes flashed like bike reflectors. Awesome. Cool. And then they had people coming through and trying to figure it out, and it had over a 7-foot wingspan. Good job with words.
So somebody got stopped to measure it, right?
Yeah, they were like, wait, let me make you a suit
Hold on real quick.
I'm gonna make you a tailor-made suit, guy.
Ugh. It always cracks me up in these urban legends where they give like specific details like that. It's just like nobody stopped to grab a tape measure out of the back of the truck and just like sit still and you know to treat it. Anyways, good.
The way that you could do that technically though is if like you see its wings spread out and you run over to the exact spot that it was standing and be like, okay, it touched here and it touched here on this wall or tree or whatever. Cool. 7 foot. That's the only way I could really think that.
I think it's typically more like, it looked like about 7 feet is probably how that more went.
Oh, so. Yeah. And then on December 15th of 1967, so many people saw it, and then they started calling it the Mothman, and he was a bad guy and all this stuff. But in December 15th of 1967, there was the collapse of Silver Bridge and the death of 46 people, which is terrible. The incident gave rise to the legend and connected the Mothman sightings to the bridge collapse. So then Mothman prophecies came out of it. In the Batman TV series, Batman fought against a guy called Killer Moth, who was the same thing as Mothman. But supposedly Mothman has been sighted multiple times before or during accidents.
Okay.
So like when that's bad things happen, Mothman is there. Yep. And cryptozoologists love him. They claim that Mothman is an alien, a supernatural manifestation, or previously unknown species of animal.
Okay.
That's Mothman.
That's pretty good. With some of the stuff you read off, I mean, a lot of the urban legends kind of focus on that, like around if it's like a certain figure, like there's always disasters that happen around him. Like it's like bad things always happen when this person's around. Like on the ones that I did research on, most of them are like, oh well, in addition to all this, whenever you're around this person's in this certain area, bad things happen because they're there. You know, so it's very popular in urban legends. Is Mothman related to Mothra? The thing that fought Godzilla? No? Like the giant wing thing? No?
I thought you said Mothra. And I was like,
Mothra. Mothra. Mothra.
Godzilla. Mothra. Look out. It's Mothra. He's the meme of Mothra. It's Mothra. Jesus.
Whoops.
Oh my God.
That's not what anyways, I guess it's probably not the same person. Probably not related. So
I don't think so, because Mothra is giant, like bigger than buildings. This guy's like 7 foot wingspan.
7 foot wingspan. What a pansy over here. You know, he has no business hanging out with Mothra. Mothbra.
Yeah, Mothbra. Yeah, his cousin, who he hates a lot. Mothbra. Yeah.
They're not friends. Don't hang out at the family.
You're
there,
Mothbra. You're tiny. Your wingspan's only 7 foot.
What a nerd. 7 foot wingspan.
Oh, God. Okay, so we're getting close to time. You want to do one more and then we'll go?
One more. Spin it up. Maybe there's a good shot I'm going to get one here. Maybe not. I don't know. So far,
I'm going to laugh so hard. Lucky. It's not.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But think of all the research I don't have to do now. On these other five, because we already did them.
Oh, it's the state that you don't know how to spell.
Massachusetts? No? Texas.
There you go.
Boom. Boom for Texas.
That's a callback.
I've got Texas.
Because you got this. I am not going to look at the list at all of what it says. I'm just going to take everything that you say. You could be making it all up, and I wouldn't know.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying this is all made up, but here it is. Okay, so in Texas, one of the larger urban legends is the Candy Lady. So this is based upon basically, what was the time frame here? Back in late 1800s, early 1900s, children were going missing. They couldn't figure out why. And some other children came forward and said, hey, somebody's leaving candy on our window seals. And the note says it's from the Candy Lady. So they assumed that's what it was from. So a little backstory here. The Candy Lady is based on an actual real person named Clara Crane. She was institutionalized for being criminally insane for murdering her husband in the kind of not late 1800s, but like 1880s or something like that.
Right.
Well, eventually she did get out. She eventually did get out and moved to this town, Terrell, Texas. From that point,
great place. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. So
actually,
nice.
Actually, I've never been there, but I had a buddy in high school who actually moved there, and that's where he lives. So
weird.
Maybe I should ask him.
it's a little late now.
we're gonna go through some of the facts here, just some of the reasons the candy lady is putting candy on window seals to try to lure children out of their homes with promises.
Why would kids
more
leave?
Candy.
But oh, okay, okay. I was gonna say
she's putting on the window seal and then be like, "Hey, I got more out here. Come on." These kids are like, "Sounds great," because they never. There wasn't a van or anything, so it's like you don't know.
Yeah, hop in my buggy. Like,
yeah,
got a buggy full of candy.
So basically, this lady was taking them, and she was taking them out to the woods, and then once she'd get them out there, she would murder them and then drink their blood, which was sweetened by all the candy. So,
oh my god,
you know.
Hopefully, nobody tries to drink my blood because it would definitely be sweetened. I eat a lot of sweets. What can I say?
I'm not a huge sweets guy, but
so your blood would be like salty.
I don't know if you like Budweiser and IPAs. I don't know what that tastes like, but
I mean, I do, but I don't want to drink anybody's blood. So let me say that.
No. let's see here. We already talked about that. Let's see. They actually the town of Terrell, Texas, in 1903, when all this started happening, actually sent a sheriff's deputy out, and they started. We're kind of looking for, because children were actually disappearing. Like an urban, children were disappearing, which is terrible. But they actually found the sheriff, and his eyes had been gouged out with forks, which were still in his sockets, and his pockets were literally stuffed full of candy.
What?
Like that? Like, yeah, not kidding. Like
wait, this is real. That's all real.
Yeah, that happened, and that's kind of probably where part of the urban legend's born from. First, you know, this lady, this psychiatric crazy lady getting out, and then coupled with this weird ass thing happening.
completely normal thing that happened.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Dude, I looked it up. I looked it up in like four or five different spots because it said it really happened. I was like, okay, that couldn't have happened.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
It looked it up everywhere. Like, this lady, Clara Crane, was a real person. This actually happened where they found this guy with his eyes gouged out.
What?
Yeah, weird, huh?
That's crazy.
And then also to note, this lady, Clara Crane, the way she murdered her husband, she actually poisoned these little caramel chocolates that like your grandparents would give you.
You say caramel?
Yeah, caramel. Do I say it the wrong way?
Okay, all right. No. There's two ways to say it.
Oh, caramel. That's right. I say caramel.
I say caramel as well.
There's an A in there, you know, so it's...
Exactly. Used to say caramel, and then I read it and was like, whoa, there's an A in there.
You can't just skip over it. But anyways, she...
Caramel.
She put poison in those and fed them to him, and that's what killed him. So, according to Texas, back in the 1900s...
Werther's Original.
Yeah, but like Werther's the chewy... But like the chewy ones. Like the little caramel chewy things.
Oh, like they're like in a square?
Yeah, yeah,
like it's like a square piece of caramel?
Yeah, yeah, those. That's what she poisoned to kill him.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's not true. Did those exist in 1900s? I would assume so, because that's all grandparents.
We didn't have the technology to have
cubed candy. We didn't have the
candy.
Technology for cubed candy back then?
That's ridiculous.
I told them I dreamed of producing cubed candy, and they called me a madman. They laughed me out of the gazebo at the town square.
We could have been rich. Cube candy,
But anyways, they never solved it, obviously. I'm reading right here. There's not really any residuals of this person still being around causing problems in Terrell, Texas. So apparently this was just a one-off. Apparently somebody was murdering somebody, and somebody was actually taking kids.
Jesus.
And they apparently wanted to blame it on Clara Crane, the candy lady. So
somebody was setting her up.
Somebody.
Because I mean, it'd be easy to be, because you don't have DNA evidence back then, you know? So it's like,
back to my hunch.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, how do you get somebody else to think that somebody else is doing it? Oh, that lady gives people candy all the time. Cool. I'm going to stab his eyes out and put a bunch of candy in his pockets. You know, like,
yeah.
Everybody's going to go like,
guilty
who
by
gives
association.
People candy? It's you.
It's you,
and
Clara.
And the person, the real killer's over here like, just, got him.
That was a perfect reenactment. I'm sure it's exactly what happened. With evil hands, just like,
oh, Jesus.
Okay, well, that's one that I prepared for, so that's good. What's Ooh, hilarious wait. Here, though?
One, at
What's
least
hilarious
one.
Hilarious here, though, because I know we're doing the wheel spin now.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
next few days are going to be filled with me going through and doing every single one that we have not done, because I hate being, I hate having things sprung on me. It's just my personality. I like knowing where yeah. I'm going to a little bit when I start things.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I am 100% going to go through and do, we did five so far, four. I've got like 30 some of these to do. So, so I just skim
so
over
work.
Them and I look in other spots. I skim over and just try to find more interesting things that I can
yeah,
mention
yeah.
about it.
Well, I mean, and then we went through we looked at the Mothman, and I was like, okay, it says nothing about the bridge collapse. People blame the whole bridge collapse on Mothman, you know, like it's kind of a big deal. Yeah. So, I'm going to do the same as what I've been doing. I'm not going to do any extra research because that's my personality. I do things on the fly, you know, but I will 100% will read off the list and then get more information from it.
Yeah.
Also, instead of just Sounds what's good. On the list. But, okay. So, I guess I don't have to ask you, do you believe in it? Because we talked about all that already.
Nah, I don't think we believe in AM. I mean, the only one that could really hold that could have possibly been a little true is the last one we talked about, because they, you know, children were going missing. A sheriff was murdered. But it's one of those yeah. things where, like, a story was built around that to create, you know, the mystique of the candy lady. So
yeah.
you know, maybe some of the events happened, but the stories that follow, not so much.
Based on true stories, based on true events.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yep, it's based on true events. And then they go, like, this really happened, but then also, let's put this stuff.
Yeah,
like, they're doing
this,
movies.
This is boring. Hey, 9-year-old, tell me what happened. Well,
add a little flair to it, honey.
Yeah, exactly. Just spice this up a little bit for us.
Yeah, yeah. Let us do this. Okay, so let's give a teaser. I have the list still pulled up right in front of me. We will continue this urban legend from all 50 states. This is part one of it. Creepiest urban legends in 50 states, part one. We will have a part two, but it will not be the next episode.
No.
Do you know what the next episode we have set up will be on our
me?
List?
Yeah. I haven't checked out the Google Doc in a little while, so I don't know. What amazing thing are we getting into? Are we going to explore
Finland
on the next one?
Doesn't exist.
I can totally get behind that. I can totally get
Finland,
behind that at all. For sure.
Next time that we do this, Finland doesn't exist. And we are recording this currently on a Thursday. I'm going to do what I can for editing tomorrow,
okay.
if I can. We're going to get this. I'll put it up as soon as we can get it up. But with that being said, we are going to try to still get together this week to record another episode.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have to get together again very soon after that to record another one also.
Yeah. We got to pump these out
for the next week. For the next week. So we missed last week. This is last week's episode. So we still got to record this week's episode. And then soon we got to get together to record next week's episode also.
I got lots of vacation time, so it's cool. It's fine. I'll just keep using it. I don't care.
Yeah. Whatever.
Don't give it to me if you don't want me to use it, I guess. Is what
yeah,
saying.
Yeah. Exactly right. Okay. So next episode we will be doing will be episode 8, Finland Doesn't Exist. Once again, we are WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com for our email address. We have a link tree that is whatever it is, / link tree, whatever the hell, / WT Conspiracy. If you go to Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter, those links will be, that link for that will be in there where you can find out where to listen to the podcast and the link to our YouTube as well. My sister's been doing a great job on Instagram and TikTok. I've been posting occasionally on Twitter. I've been doing it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I do it. Like once every week.
I haven't really looked at it. My son follows it, but I haven't. I don't have a Twitter. Like, I got all the other stuff, but like.
One of our like three followers. That's great.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah. Check us out. Give us 5 stars. Make sure to like and Hulk smash the stuff on YouTube and whatever.com stuff you say. But that is going to be all for us today. So don't look at your paper. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. Don't look at your paper. I don't want you to look at it.
Oh, you're killing me. I'm not going to remember.
Outro tagline. If we didn't do a good job this time,
maybe we will next time.
Oh my God, he did it. You did it without looking.
It's over. I did it. I'm just lying. I looked at it totally. I had it right here.
Oh my God.
I definitely looked at it. Yeah, I didn't remember that. I've been waiting because I knew we were going out. I was like, I need to find this. Dude, I panicked because I threw it on the ground. All my other papers were on the ground. I was like, I'm not going to be able to find this. I'm totally going to screw this up again. But I found it, so.
Oh, we're good. You're killing me. You cheated on the test. You failed. So next week, you're not allowed to look. You're not allowed to look.
I'll just look at the Google. You said it's on the Google Docs. I'll look at the Google Doc.
I'll delete the whole Google Doc right now.
I can go back and watch this and just watch the end. You know, you can't delete this, you know?
You know what? I can. I'm the editor.
Oh, that's
I can literally go to your part and your audio and then just go, boop, and then
just bleep that part out.
To beep that part. Yep. Even though there are 6 other episodes where we say it.
What about the celebration? What about the celebration afterwards? And me being said, we're just done right there. Just like,
I might have to add a voiceover on it and just say, liar. During your celebration to take away from it.
Well, we could do that too. Well, you know, I'm not in charge of editing. You are. So if that's what that's what you think needs done, go for it. So,
you know what I should do is while it's playing towards the very end, just take your camera portion and just make it sit smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. The opposite of Pinocchio when he lies.
That's right. It's just striking.
You're like, just this like 1x1 square. You're over there celebrating, and I just don't let people see it.
Oh, man, how disappointing.
I won't do any of that. I won't do any of that. So, that'd be messed up. Sleepy with my homie, I would not do that to him. So, like, as we just went on for forever just a minute ago for nothing, thank you for watching. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Make sure to come back and check us out next episode where we're going to do Finland Doesn't Exist. That is all for
today. It's not real. It's not real.
It's not real, apparently. That is all for today. Bye!